I next met with Dr. Amit Lahoti, a nephrologist from the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston, and to begin, he provided his perspective on tumor lysis syndrome.
The main point that I would want to drive home to medical oncologists or supportive care physicians is that tumor lysis syndrome appears to be occurring perhaps even more frequently with the advances in targeted therapy, immunotherapies, with CAR T cells. We're seeing much more effective therapy for tumors that previously we would never see tumor lysis syndrome. So, you know, obviously your acute leukemias, your Burkitt's lymphomas, we know that these patients are at high risk of lysis, but I think oncologists need to be aware now with the advances in therapy that even tumors that previously like CLL or myeloma that were not previously considered high risk, you still have to be mindful for this complication.
So, you know, it's interesting you mentioned CAR T because we just did a day-long program on CAR T. Obviously, it's a big topic. And, you know, you hear about these dramatic, huge drops in tumor volume that these people get. Yet when I've asked the CAR T people, I don't hear much about it. I mean, obviously there's the cytokine release syndrome that's a great concern. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure how easy it is to separate out tumor lysis syndrome in somebody who's going through a cytokine release. But have you seen patients with tumor lysis from CAR T?
Not frequently. I think we're still kind of on the cusp of the clinical introduction of CAR T cell therapy. And I think as they refine the techniques and find more indications for its use, I would not be surprised if we start seeing it, especially because it's going to be used often in patients who have failed frontline therapy or are advancing to third line therapy or fourth line therapy. So they have very high tumor burden to begin with. These are patients who are already at very high risk. And it's not just going to be liquid tumor patients. I think even solid tumor patients, where you previously see case reports of tumor lysis, now we're seeing case series or much more higher frequency of lysis in this population as well. So I think we're going to see more of it with CAR T cell therapy as well.